Hear the reading from the second book of Samuel, the 22nd chapter, the first four verses. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." This is the word of God. Dear friends, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, when the Apostle Paul visited Pisidian Antioch in Asia Minor, as recorded in the 13th chapter of Acts, he was asked to speak in the synagogue. And in that sermon, in a few verses, he summarized the entire history of Israel. And in two verses, he summarized the two books of Samuel. They asked for a king, it says there. They asked for a king, so God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he, God, had removed him, he raised for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." As you remember from Israel's history, King Saul came to a tragic end. After his death, in spite of the great wickedness and evil that he had done, David yet lamented Saul's death. He said, "The beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How the mighty have fallen." But from the time that God rejected Saul because of his disobedience and his horrible arrogance, David was anointed to replace him, David was hounded and persecuted by Saul until Saul's death. Then came David's reign. There were high spots in victorious battles over the enemies of Israel. Then there was David's adultery with Bathsheba and his murder of her husband, which by all odds ought to have been his downfall as king. Then there was the rebellion and the treason of David's son, Absalom, in which David came close enough to losing his life. And then after Absalom's death, there was another rebellion in which Sheba led a revolt against David. But once again, David was miraculously delivered. Now, this is the setting for David's words in this text. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my strength. In him I will trust." This song, a poem or a hymn, is recorded not only here in this historical book by Samuel, this history of Israel, but it's also recorded in the book of Psalms, and it's the 18th Psalm, and of course Psalms is the hymnal composed largely of songs by David. Now, David could very well have delivered a victory speech in the manner of a coach or a political victor, praising the efforts of the courageous soldiers who served in his army his wise generals, with the finger all the while pointing to himself as the great leader. But that's not the tone that we know that we are going to get from King David. David fully understands, and he's got great enough reason to know it, that he is a weak vessel who has no great wisdom, certainly no great moral courage or ability to stand up in the face of temptation. He knows that the words he once spoke of Saul, "How the mighty have fallen," could as well have been said of him. But David was nonetheless delivered from the hands of his enemies. And that surely includes the evil one who brought sin into the world in Eden. And the only reason that David stands is because of God's strength in spite of David's weakness. "This God is his Savior," David says, which points, of course, also to the great deliverance which will come in David's seed, the Word made flesh, incarnate in the womb of David's descendant Mary, who is betrothed to his descendant Joseph. Now, this week, in fact, today, is a celebration of the 400th anniversary of the birth of one of our greatest Lutheran hymnists, Paul Gerhardt, a Lutheran pastor who suffered very much, living most of his life in a time of war in Germany, and at the same time, as you can read in the worship folder, burdened with deep personal grief as well as persecution for his faithfulness to the Word of God. Much of his hymnody, not all of it, but very much of it, reflects the tone of David in this particular song, such as in our hymn this morning, we already sang, "God oft gives me days of gladness. Shall I grieve if he give seasons too of sadness? God is good and tempers ever all my ill, and he will wholly leave me never." From King David, we learn that the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. The God of my strength, in him I will trust. My Savior, you save me from violence. Each one of us here, some of you look forward to long lives, others of us look back, and quite a few look in both directions. Be assured that there will be grief and suffering, times of temptation in your life. Some of it will be of your own making, and some of it not. There will be times of victory and success and triumph, but there will also be times of failure and disappointment and despair. But in the midst of all that, our Lord calls us and invites us as our rock, fortress, deliverer, Savior. And in that spirit, we join Paul Gerhardt this morning in confessing, "Noble gifts that tire me never, Christ our Lord will accord to his saints forever. Amen."